In other words, we not only believe on faith that Christ instituted the sacrament, we know when he instituted on Easter Sunday night. And most appropriately, that's why on the same day that Jesus rose from the dead, that same day he instituted the sacrament of confession, penance, or sisters. How did our Lord begin to address the apostles on Easter Sunday night? What were the first words he said? Peace be with you. And he repeated, peace be with you. Sisters, the main reason for so many millions of people not being at peace is because they are in the state of sin and do not have the assurance that we have that their sins are forgiven. We go on. Number 4. What is required of the penitent? Sisters, you see how careful the church has been to not just teach, but define one infallible truth after another regarding this sacrament. That is why in theology we spent 2 semesters teaching this one sacrament. 15 weeks each semester. So, what must the penitent do now that he finds doctrine? If anyone denies that for the full and perfect remission of sins, three acts are required on the part of that penitent, namely contrition, confession, and satisfaction, let him be excommunicated, as anathema means. If anyone denies for the full and perfect remission of sins, 3 acts are required on the part of the penitent, namely contrition, confession, and satisfaction. Let him be anathema. What are we being told? There must be sorrow for the sins. The sins must be confessed. And we must practice satisfaction, penance, a little bit of which is assigned by the priest. A little bit. Our lives on earth, my dear fellow sinners, our lives on earth are the lives of satisfaction. As we casually say, doing penance. Enduring pain. We need it. We are sinners. And that satisfaction, can it be, no, be done in many ways? I'm just giving you the 15 basic definitions of the church on the sacrament. Then you'll spend hours saying more, explaining. Definition number 5. the necessity for contrition. And now the definition. If anyone says that the contrition evoked, produced by examination, recollection, and hatred of sins. Note, examination, recollection, and hatred of sins by reflecting on the grievousness, the multitude, and the baseness of his sins, the loss of eternal happiness, and incurring eternal damnation, where the firm purpose of amendment does not prepare for the grace that this sorrow is claimed. This sorrow is forced and not free. In other words, if at least we are not contrite or sorry because of the punishment, and that if we are sorry because we are afraid, that's what the Protestants taught, that sorrow is forced and not free. The Church defines that is heresy. If anyone says that the sorrow for sin moved by the fear of God's punishment, and that kind of sorrow is forced and not free, then the Church says that person is excommunicated. In other words, the fear of God's punishment is a defined article of the faith. It is sufficient, but watch it, sufficient for the valid sacramental absolution in confession. It is not only love of God, of course, the more our sorrow is for having offended a loving God, the better. But we must at least be sorry, regret that we have sinned because we fear the punishments of a just God. Number 6. Is this very important? It is on auricular confession. Auricular, A-U-R-I-C-U-L-A-R. Auricular, from the Latin verb aures, which means ears. Auricular confession. Now, the definition. If anyone denies